Hormone harmony. You guys know here at the Pretty Little Podcast, we are no stranger to a little bit of PMS, a little bit of a bad mood every now and then, my own mood swing. I know it sounds crazy, but it happens to even us. And sometimes one of us or both of us, but usually one of us might stay up all night long. We're just a little bit of sleeplessness, some bad sleep quality, just not feeling super great in my body. And it's a lot easier to manage this and manage PMS and everything that comes with it thanks to Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it is dedicated to making women's lives easier, which is what we're all about here. Always looking for little secret tips and tricks. Hormone Harmony has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. The biggest benefit, though, is that I'm just starting to feel like myself again. That's what women have mentioned over and over again in their reviews. And clock this, there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
And we are even one of them. Two of them even. So, Road Warriors, for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Pretty Little Podcast at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Pretty Little Podcast for 15% off today.
I really want to get to.
Well, what did Lily say about me?
Oh, I forgot. just kidding. So Lily said that she was listening to, or you guys were listening to Chapel Roan or something. And
who Lily called Chappelle Roan.
That's what I'm about to say. And Lily, like, what's cute, though. Lily, like, has never heard her name said, so she said, like, Chappelle Roan. And then she's like, and then Phoebe was like, you mean Chapel? What did you just say? Chappelle? Which, by the way, is how it's spelled.
There's not another E at the end.
Phoebe, it's closer to Chappelle than it is to Chapel. It is.
I don't know. I always had it right from the start.
You're so annoying. This is what's annoying. So Lily was like, yeah. And she like made this huge deal about.
I do remember this night. I didn't make it a huge deal.
We'll never know.
She's the being truth. Drama.
We'll never know. I think you're being drama. You just started crying when I said I was going to tell a story about what Lily said about you. So you're clearly nervous.
We know who famously alive.
You.
You keep one secret for 20 years.
Suddenly you're a liar. Oh my god. So then I was like, oh my god, that's so cute that you thought it was that. And she goes, yeah, but Phoebe's just such a pick me about it. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, I don't know. She was like, don't you think Phoebe's a pick me? And I was like, yeah, sometimes. And then Lily's like, but she always calls us pick me's. And I was like, me? And she goes, I feel like sometimes. And I was like, oh, I guess about Englishy stuff. She goes, yeah. But Phoebe's the real pick me. She's like going on about it with the Chappelle. The music I'm craving doesn't exist yet. I guess I have to do it.
I guess bring the piano.
I guess I better get on it. I got some synth noises on my phone. Just in case this happens. It's happened once or twice before.
And then you start making an Imogen Heap type beat.
You do know Steven and I have a song, right?
No.
And we have a band called Radium Girls.
Wait, that the way you said that was as if it was going to be like, as if you were Tom Sandoval in Special Forces. And we have a band.
Yeah.
Called the Radium Girls. And it's nothing, but we do have a Grammy, so.
We do have a song. And hang on, I can't remember what it was called. It was kind of like conceptual. Let me text stuff. Going with what you were saying.
I don't
the
really.
The AI thing.
Oh, and every like couple times he'll do this, he'll pick a year and he'll be like, all right, Phoebe, I'm gonna take you back to 2016. Let me set the scene. And he'll be like,
he speaks.
Yeah. It's like an actual DJ.
Interesting that it's a man.
Yeah. DJ X. And he was like, we lost musical greats like David Bowie, George Michael, and Prince. And then Lily was like, I've never heard someone list George Michael before Prince. And I was like, well, I think that's chronological because I think Prince died like the last week of that year. I think the other ones died before. And then Lily goes, no, because they did the tribute to Prince at the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, are you sure? I was like, the Grammys did a big tribute to George Michael. It was like, we were talking about it. And she goes, no, because Beyonce also did a tribute to Prince at the Formation Tour.
Hey, I need to stop you really quick. Because it sounds like the most insufferable fucking conversation on earth. You both sound like pick me. You both sound like pick me's.
Well,
you're like telling me this conversation where you both are being so annoying. No, because I know Prince famously died in the last week of the year. And I was like, no, because they did a tribute. No, I think you're mistaken.
No, but this is where Lily has the memory of an elephant. Like, I don't understand. Like, and it's so annoying.
Hey, by the way, don't ever compare me to an elephant in any fucking
way. Lily loves us to say that her memory is like an elephant. She says it about herself, which is famously awesome. And Lily was like, I think the Formation Tour was 2017. I was like trying to remember when it was. And she was like, no, because I was in fifth grade. And the fifth grade school year was 2015 to 2016. So actually, that's not true.
No, that's not the truth, Ellen. Oh, my God.
Lily is
no. Actually, Ellen, that's not the truth.
Lily is that all the time.
Well,
with everything.
Anyway.
And she looks at you like it's your first day on Earth and you don't know anything.
And if it is your first day on Earth, she's like a great person to have around because she's going to just show you the ropes. She's going to tell you what's up.
And she's going to tell you what you're doing wrong.
You'll be able to figure out everything you want to know in like 15 minutes. Okay. Speaking of can't take people anywhere, I've told the story about the gallon smashing. Yeah. I had to have.
That's not a word. What?
I didn't say it was a word.
What?
And also it's two.
Yeah. What?
Gallon smashing?
Gallons.
Yeah. Of liquid.
Holy shit. No.
I know there's no way.
I've never heard the story.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. When I was in high school, gallon smashing was like a thing. And it was a viral.
Kids really do like find the weirdest
they
fucking
do.
Shit.
They
when
do.
When I was a freshman in college, it was eating Tide Pods.
Which I never. Phoebe famously had multiple, and that's why.
And they were yum. JK. And they JK. Were,
okay, so I went to Walmart with my friends on like a Friday night or something.
God, I do remember. I don't remember the story, but I remember this trend. I wasn't assuming that you were one of the people that partaked.
Well, I didn't do it.
In a Walmart.
Caitlin did.
Name dropping.
It's okay. She took a gallon of orange juice. Meanwhile, again, signs from a young age that like one of these girls is not like the other, me, because all my other friends were like filming it and they're cracking up. I was far enough away out of earshot.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I was like,
I would have been the same way though.
The kids,
I think that's a
like,
parent
crying,
thing.
Crying, like so stressed out that I'm going to jail, even though I'm nowhere near the scene of the crime.
I can't touch my toes though.
No fucking way.
Straight legs.
Stand up.
Are you being serious? You don't think I can?
Wait, you just said you can't.
No, I can.
Oh, I didn't believe that you couldn't.
Oh, no, I can.
I was like, brave of you to admit that live on the air that you can't touch your toes. But also, if you can't touch your toes, that's okay. We're not all prima ballerinas,
anyway,
obviously.
Basically, all I'm saying is I want Florence. Oh, wait. What happened with Caitlin?
Oh, she did the gallon smash trend with a gallon of orange juice. And the video, I'll probably never be able to find it. But there's a video of it. And Caitlin, like, has it in her hand. And she like jumps in the air and slams the gallon down on the ground and like lands on the ground next to it. And there's just like, I mean, it's just completely explodes. Orange juice everywhere. And she's laying in it. She's going, oh, as if she got hurt. Because the joke was like, it was already there and you slipped. And so now it's like the store's fault. And then like people were like walking down the aisle like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm sorry. The people at Walmart know this is a trend. I'm sweating. It's so hot in here.
Oh, I'm not hot. I thought you meant you were sweating in Walmart.
Well, then too, but it's so hot in here.
You want to open that door a little more? I mean, open that door.
You've lost your mind.
Anyway, Melissa.
Do you remember the click books? And they'd be like, all right, girls, we're going to walk into the beat of Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. Ready? 5, 6, starting at the chorus. 5, 6, 7, I'll tell you. And then they're walking in time.
Which is so funny, guys.
And I was like, wait. Genius.
There was a group, I'm not going to name the group, but they did name themselves in high school of girls.
It was a name.
Oh.
I've heard about them. One girl, her dad, like, they got her parents got her a car for her 16th birthday. It's like red car. And
was it
her license plate?
A red PT Cruiser?
Yeah. I didn't want to say. This is Caroline. Just kidding. No, I don't know what kind of car it was.
Just like, what's the point of getting a red car if it's not going to be? Wait, did I tell you Maddie Bartone sent me a photo of like, like, I don't know, it was something that was like, yeah, I'm interested in building wealth. And like, it's a picture of a driveway with like 10 red PT Cruisers in it or something. And I was just like, okay. Like, they had to be red. It's so funny.
That's so, like, you and Michael Scott. The group of her friend group, the name of her friend group was on the license, was both license plates on the front and the back of the car. But speaking of Michael Scott, do you remember the episode of The Office when Pam has her art show?
Yes, and he goes.
But Oscar goes first with his fucking boyfriend, and his boyfriend shit talks the art, and Pam's like, he doesn't know Pam.
No,
can
I
hear
know.
It.
I know it's.
I watched that the other day. It was on TikTok.
I can't watch shit like that.
No, I know, and that's what I'm telling you. A couple weeks, it was like about a week ago.
I've had a week ago.
A week into my 2-week PMS schedule. And I started weeping. Like that painful heaving that happens. Me in the bathroom. Dry heaving.
Dude, no, I know. I get it. Like, sometimes I'm like, I can't watch this. It's like actually like painful. Oh, when he comes
in, he's like, well, we need this in the office. And he says, how much?
I know, dude. No, it's
and Jim didn't even fucking show up. fuck you, Jim Halpert.
Yep. I had that moment. This is crazy because I watched this SpongeBob as a child and I saw this scene and I still remember this feeling.
Hey, I know that most people believe Caroline to be a kid who wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob as a kid. She does have that energy. She was, though.
I was, but Mom did hate it. She thought
Mom
he was
hated all things
so
annoying.
Mom
made
yeah.
all things annoying.
She's like, ugh, turn that off. He's so annoying. Because he's like, meh. And I'm like, that. What's annoying about that?
Which is a KK vibe. One
oh my
time
God.
I was watching Ashley Tisdale perform He Said, She Said on the Disney Channel.
You're talking about pop culture history.
Exactly.
History.
On the Disney Channel. And KK goes, ugh, turn that off. I just hate when a song just repeats and repeats.
You're like, hey, it's called a chorus. It's like in every song.
I'm like, have you ever heard of Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog?
She's like, have you ever heard of a true crime documentary? Have you ever heard of Dahmer? Try watching that, okay? Nothing repetitive about that, let me tell you.
Except he was getting kind of old.
He was kind of eating them all. That's where the similarities pretty much stop. Like, what? I don't even know.
That is so KK.
Yeah, like, you're in bed. Okay, let me paint a picture. You're in Atlanta, Georgia, where she lives. And you're staying at her house. And
the most beautiful house in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm, and you're sleeping. And then you're like, oh, I have to pee so bad. In your sleep. You don't wet the bed this time. You get up and walk to the bathroom. When you hear the worst sound you've ever heard in your life, you hear something that makes your blood run cold, chill down your spine.
Almost as if someone's getting murdered in the next room.
You're like, I need to check this out. You're feeling brave. You step a few steps down. You see KK sitting on the couch.
As if it's 3 in the afternoon.
Completely calm with her readers on and a newspaper in her lap, watching people be brutally murdered. On the television. And you're like, KK, it's 4 a.m.
KK's
and she's
watched.
Like, it's that early? Great, night's still young. I'm getting a few more eps.
KK's watched every piece of television to ever come out.
And read every murder television, of course.
She's watched most things. It's at least, so she's funny. Given at least one episode of everything a try.
Pretty Little Liars included. Guys, you know what else has crossed my mind? Phoebe sends me a TikTok that she thinks I'll like. She was right. It is the opening number from The Great Gatsby musical, which is at the Paper Mill Playhouse with Jeremy Jordan right now and Ava Nobilzada.
Crazy.
And I watched this video 4 times in a row because, guys, when if you're in theater and you hear, like, the ensemble is the most important part and you're like, no, it isn't, it is. Watch this video. Because I was like, I love Jeremy Jordan. He is one of my favorite male voices in the musical theater world. Get off the stage.
And exactly, this is what people said in my production of Willy Wonka. I was in second grade. They said,
hey,
Danny
Willy
Sinsky, you are a talent.
Yeah.
But actually, the ensemble is what's making it.
Yeah, yeah.
Willy Wonka, get off the stage.
This is a really just great example of, like, the ensemble. Oh, it's so what?
It's so good.
It is so good, and it's so, the choreography is so inventive.
Beautiful.
And actually, I was thinking about it because I was like, oh my God, I'll never be able to do that. But what I also, like, realize is that the choreographer is not giving every single actor the individual choices that they're bringing to it. It's like they're all bringing their artistry, and you can see it in all of them. And, like, I was at rehearsal last night for Little Shop, and a choreographer, and we had our puppeteer come in for the first time. And he, like, said something so nice to me. He was like, you're doing such, like, because there's not a whole lot of, like, dance numbers, but there are a lot of, like, numbers I've had to, like, stage. Yeah. And I'm always like, I don't know what to do because I'm, like, the choreographer, but no one's going to be, like, be doing a fucking jazz square in this number. Like, I don't know. So I'm, like, creating more, like, just whatever, life on stage. And he was like, it's like you're creating, like, a skeleton of, like, what it needs to be. And then you're letting everybody, like, fill it in with, like, their choices and whatever and their stories. And I feel like that's what they're doing in Gatsby. Like, the skeleton, here are the moves you have to do. Here's where you have to move.
And it's cool in a show like that because I do feel like sometimes, I mean, you might feel differently. You're more well-versed in the arena.
In theater?
Yes. I feel like sometimes people look at when a story is being adapted versus when a story is being written, it's maybe not revered as much initially, but I think that what's cool about Gatsby is, like, the ensemble is such a big part of it.
Oh my God.
And so they have the opportunity to, like, interpret the story, like, this story that we've had for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And, like, American lexicon.
Who are you?
And who are you deciding to be at Gatsby's party or whatever? It's really cool.
It is. I mean, the number is amazing. I mean,
it's going to be different every time someone goes and sees it.
It sounds amazing. It's for sure going to be in Broadway at some point. So anyway, I watched this video and I was like, I have to see this. Like, I haven't felt like this about a piece of theater in a long time that I've, like, seen something and been like, oh my God. I literally go to the Paper Mill Playhouse website. It's in New Jersey, by the way. Immediately buy Anthony and I tickets. Amazing. Because our 1 year wedding anniversary, can you fucking believe, is in a couple weeks.
No, it's crazy when, like, I see people that, like, we have, like, known forever and they, like, first of all, they'll be like, oh, I thought you were Caroline. Like, the Blooming Dahlia ladies always come into the deli. Mm-hmm. And, like, they just realized a couple weeks ago that I was Phoebe. And not that they thought that I was you. They were just like, they couldn't figure out which Connell I was. And I was like, well, I don't look like
that's
Lily.
All the time.
And
are you a Connell?
And I'm like,
of course I am.
God, can you not tell by how hurriedly I am sweeping the floor right now?
Can you not tell by the nose?
Or
the chin? Okay, how about the bone structure?
How about the work ethic?
Okay, yeah. How about the sleep schedule?
How about the bags under my eyes?
Yeah.
And
how about the rock and bod? how about the hips that don't quit?
Anyway, I'll say Caroline, like, just got married. I'm like, well, actually, it'll be like a year in October. Like, that time flew.
Dude,
also, when we drove to Star Lake last night, we, like, drove up that hill.
Yeah, the foliage.
And I was like, oh my God. Well, I mean, it was like kind of evening, but I was like, this is the way we were both. I was with Maddie, who went to the wedding. We were like, that was the most fun time we've ever had, and we wish we could do it again.
I know. It was so fucking fun. I can't believe it was almost a year ago, but your first wedding anniversary is paper. Like, every year has, like, a theme. And so the first one's paper, and you're supposed to get a gift. It's like paper. And I was like, I have no idea what to get this man. Like, we were both kind of like, I don't know. Because all the ideas online are like, a coupon book. I'm like, no, I want a gift. So anyway, I want to give a gift and I want to get a gift. So I was like, hey, for our paper anniversary, can we go to the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey? And I'll get us
and also paper the tickets.
But also I think it's just the fact that it's the Paper Mill Playhouse. Yeah. Perfect. So we're going. We're going.
Slay.
And I'm so fucking excited to see it. So if you guys have not seen, we'll probably post it. But like, holy moly, it's so, so, so good. No, I just have like so much to complain about and I'm not going to do it.
No, do it.
No, because it's like about people I know.
Oh, well, do it.
Well, even more emphatically, do it. No, I know, just...
I love complaining.
I know you do.
Okay.
I know you do. No, I mean, I do too. But I'm just like, I'm really trying this new thing where like, I try not to let stuff bother me.
But sometimes, here's the thing about that.
You're being toxic.
No, no.
I'm telling my therapist about you tomorrow, Vanessa.
That's
Vanessa.
Fine.
Phoebe's telling me not to let it go.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm saying sometimes you need to let yourself be upset about something to your safe person. And maybe that's not me.
Well, it's obviously the road warriors. Certainly. If you could leave the room so I can talk to my safe people.
Right. I'm just saying, like, letting something go sometimes requires you to, like, let it out. And then let it go.
This is such manipulative behavior from Phoebe. But it is working, I'll tell you. And it's not even exciting. I'm just like, I have noticed that my ability to not care has improved. Like, obviously, with my friend blocking me on Instagram, like, I talked about it. But I really don't care. Like, I didn't reach out. I'm not like, it was interesting that it happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. I just honestly don't give a fuck. But this, too, I'm like, ugh. Like, part of me wants to, like, be the old me, which is I'm going to write something petty and make sure you see it. But the new me is like, isn't the best revenge living your best life? So, like, here's the deal. If you are, and let me just get a little insulting. If you're an elder in any industry, okay, like, here's the deal, okay? I just don't understand people who aren't rooting for the success of the next generation and the people that, like, were inspired by you and maybe even taught by you.
I'm so with you on that.
You know what I mean? Like, here's the deal. And I've really learned this through teaching because for so long I was like, I will never want to teach, like, I just want to perform. I'm never going to want to, like, help other people do it. I want to go do it. I won't get joy out of that. And, like, I'm realizing in my adult life that's not true. I really do like teaching and being on, like, the other side of the table. But I have some students who are, like, I think far and away more talented than I was when I was their age. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, so excited about every opportunity they get. It's never like, oh my God, are they going to be better than me? It's like, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they'll be better than me.
It looks good for you.
You know what I mean? And so, and I hope that I have given, like, helped them build enough confidence and inspired them. What are you looking at? No.
There's not a bug. I'm just looking.
But I just, like, it just, I kind of lost my train of thought, but... yeah, I hope that I have helped some people build enough confidence and find enough inspiration, like, love of the work, the art, to keep doing it and be so good that they don't stop and that then they can do that to other people, right? So, like, why the hell is one of my voice teachers talking shit on me to her students? You know?
What?
Yeah, like, why, first of all, keep my name out of your mouth to your fucking high school students. Here's what happened. Ready? One of my students is auditioning for something and has to sing a duet. And she was like, this is the duet I want to do. So I download the sheet music and I teach her her part. And then she's like, I'm singing it with this other girl. And I think she has a voice teacher, but, like, can you record her part too? So I record this girl's part, send it to my student. My student comes today and she's like, hey, we're both going to come to my lesson next week. Like, we're going to work on the duet next week. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she's like, yeah. And it's so funny because she went to her voice lesson and she brought the music And on it, it says authorized for use by Carolyn Connell, or authorized for Carolyn Connell. And this person took the music and said, did you get this music from Carolyn Connell? And I guess, like, thought the girl was, like, also seeing me, which I get that that would be weird. But, like, again, you could be like, oh, my gosh, she was my student. Yeah. And I love that she's teaching now and whatever. She goes, does she even play piano?
Bitch, you better shut the fuck up.
You better shut the fuck up. Number one, kind of. Number two, I get results. Because also, are you just bitter that the last few times I've seen you at a high school theater auditorium or a middle school theater auditorium, my students have been the leads and yours haven't? And you've been like, oh, this season's so hard because it's slow. And I'm agreeing with you before you get to slow. And I'm like, oh, I'm so busy. This season's so hard because it's so hard to fit everybody in for audition season. Because get in, get out, get booked, bitch. That's my motto. Ew. That's and so crazy. This girl, though, why aren't they going to her? Why aren't they going to her voice teacher?
Yeah.
She's coming here. So you know it's about to be the best voice lesson she's ever had in her entire fucking
life.
She's gonna go home and be like, Mom. And I'm gonna be like, I'm so sorry, I'm not taking new students. But I hear that your voice teacher has a lot of openings. So maybe you can just get more time with her in the meantime. Like, ew, I'm sorry. But also, I mean, that's all I read, and that's like, I get really mean when I feel slighted. And so I just need to like let that out, as Phoebe said. And that's what I'm trying to kind of control. But Phoebe just dragged it out of me.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you have to have a space.
You just like it when I talk shit.
But it's also, I was talking about this last week, of like, gossip was on my dream blunt rotation.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
Because sometimes you just...
I've already bitched about this today.
You like need
I
those...
called Mom.
Oh.
Well, so I think I like got it out a little bit. But you just, Mom like, need was, those... you know, Mom was oh, for fucking sure. furious.
She's at her house and she's home.
Like, and here's the thing though. Just... get over it. We're not in competition. Mm-mm. I'm 28.
It's like when there's the one, I don't remember which brother it is, but one of the Oasis brothers is always in the fucking news shit talking young talent.
It's just like, and it's like, hey,
first of all,
it should be exciting to you.
And you broke your band up. You could still be doing fun, cool stuff and people would be listening to you because they love your music. Mm-hmm. But instead, you're in a Rolling Stone interview talking about how shitty these artists are. And it's like, these would be your contemporaries if you were younger. And you would, I mean...
probably still talk shit on them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because that's just because it's the 90s,
like,
too.
And that's what my mom was like, you know, she's always been bitter.
She's always been bitty.
Maybe that's maybe that's our new word, bitty. And maybe that's what the situation has given us, is a new word, bitty.
Mm-hmm. I just think, y'all...
can you believe that, though?
No, I can't. Like, it's sickening.
It's so annoying.
She should be so embarrassed. That's
it's so
embarrassing.
Annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
but this is a lesson to everybody. And I don't have a lesson about exactly what we're talking about, but what I do have a lesson for is... you need friends who you can do both with. One friend who is not... gonna press you on the issue and like is gonna encourage you to be positive and everything, and like you can be both, but also you need a friend who's gonna let you just like complain mm-hmm. and shit talk someone for a little bit. Sometimes someone's shitty, and just because you're talking about a situation doesn't mean you're being mean.
Well, that's why I'm like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I mean, number one,
you're just saying what happened.
No one who knows her will hear this, but number two, I'm like, okay, well,
you did it.
This is what kills me about people who get offended when they feel called out.
Why do
you feel called out?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm talking about a topic and you're like, is that about me? Like, that means you're guilty. Like, that's what that means. Mm-hmm. Just like if you were just talking shit on someone and then you hear that person in the other room whispering, you're like, oh my God, they're talking about me mm-hmm. because you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And so if you feel called out when you listen to things, it's because maybe if you're not actually being called out, maybe you need to be called out because you've been acting like a fucking bitch. Starlight. Wait, Lily Connell sent me a snap. I must have sent a video of my dogs. She said neither of them have a single thought in their heads. Mm-hmm. How fucking dare you?
They literally have Apple Pay.
They... and I got apple pizza. So I'm going shopping. I'm going to Altered State.
Why is that drama store?
Well, because they got cool dog things. And I got apple peso. And they take it. And it smells good. Okay, wait. Can I tell you an insane story? Yeah. And this is like, I'll leave it up to you whether or not you want to leave it on the pod. But
what a power.
But I just feel like, whatever, I'm 28. If I want to talk about this, I'll talk about it. Whoa. I'm married. I'll talk about it. Okay, so Anthony and I, we do sleep in the same bed. And that just means I'm tolerant. And he's a snore boy. He's a snore boy, but that's okay.
Hey, future spouse of Phoebe.
It's actually not okay.
Snoring's not going to cut it. We're getting a sleep study immediately.
So, I mean, I can't be mean to him about the snoring, considering I literally wake up screaming and beating him.
Hey,
so
yeah. Hey, yeah, also.
Choose your body. Your hey, spouse? Also, night terrors, not going to cut it. So, he, normally I don't, honestly, it's weird because I'm like, everything bothers me, but I don't get really that bothered by his snoring. I think because it's like comforting because I know that like there's another person there. So if something terrible were to happen,
yeah,
I'm not alone.
Also, I do feel that like with partners, the issue with breathing isn't as bad.
Well, wait till you've been with someone for however long.
Okay, that turned into a roast.
Okay, well, my marriage is my longest relationship. Is that a roast?
No.
So, okay.
It just could have been one.
I've been with him for over 5 years. So that's why I'm like now at this point. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we were together for just like a year or two, I didn't even notice he was breathing. Nowadays, I'm like, oh, my God. Get a nose strip, which is what happened. So I was like, the snoring, sometimes the snoring is comically bad. Or like, you know how SpongeBob's like. Yeah. Like sometimes like he'll do something insane.
Like the honk.
Yeah, sometimes it's like there was one and I recorded a video on Snapchat because I was like, he just is gonna want to know about this because he never believes me. Like I'm
That's
always
how dad is too.
I'm like, you snore so loud, and I'm honestly not complaining. I'm just like, he'll ask if he snored, and I'll be like, oh yeah. And I'll be like, no, I didn't. I don't snore. And I'm like, okay. He's like, no one has ever told me I snore. Like, that doesn't mean you don't. You're not awake listening to like. So when he's doing it really crazy, like I take videos because, again, he would want to know. So the one time I took a video and it was like, I can't even describe like the whistle. It was whistling. It was this insane whistling that I like couldn't figure out like what it was. I was in the other room and I was like,
wait, that's even more infuriating.
Is that what the fuck is that?
Because you've left to alleviate the pain.
No, that's not why I left. I just hadn't gone to bed yet.
Oh.
And he, and I could, but I could hear him through the wall. And I was like in my office and he went to bed. And I'm like blown away by what I'm hearing. I'm like, there's no way that's a human. Like I'd literally, and then I went in and it was him. So I videotaped and he couldn't believe it. He thought it was hilarious. We laughed. That hasn't happened again. But some nights the snoring will be like extra bad. So 2 nights ago, the snoring was extra bad. And when I tell you, like, I don't think I slept more than 2 hours and I was just laying there and you know how you get like progressively more and more angry, like till you just start crying.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I guess I'm just up now and I'm going to go start the day, even though it's 5 a.m. and I haven't slept, but like this, and I kept like rolling him over. And
it's like in hotels, like when your whole family is in one hotel room,
which we're about to be sharing one bed in a hotel room.
I know, I need to figure out what I'm doing. Cause
it is a king.
My headphones are like kind of broken. So I need to like, I don't know.
I'll see if at check-in if they have a two queens, but I highly doubt it.
Oh, no, it's not a big deal. I mean, it'll be fine.
Well, famously for you, it's actually an enormous
deal. Well, I know, but like, I can handle it.
Okay.
I'll figure something. I'll sleep in the shower. Done it before.
You know what? Perfect. Anyway, so the snoring was so bad that I was like, babe, we gotta get nose strips. Like, I can't do this again. We need nose strips. So I didn't realize, ordered nose strips. I get home super late the other night because we were going to record and I like came here after rehearsal. We watched the episode. I go home. I finally get in bed. He's been asleep and it's like pitch black. So in the room, so I can't see anything. I lay down and I can't hear a thing. And I'm like,
a thing?
Like I can't hear anything.
Is he a mouth breather normally?
I don't know.
But well, he must be if he's snoring.
Well,
that's crazy.
Sometimes he breathes through his nose too. Like, it's like
you couldn't even hear him breathing.
The nose breathing is the whistle.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part. And then sometimes it'll be like,
oh my God, should we bring some?
Dude. Well, I don't snore.
No, you don't. But am I, like, if you couldn't even hear him breathing.
I'm not kidding you.
We should try it.
Okay, chill. I'm not kidding you. I was like, is he dead? I was like, is he dead? Is he literally dead? I was a little worried about it. But then I realized it was him. And I was like, okay. And so then he, like, wakes up. And we start making out. Okay. And we're in the throes of passion.
Ew.
And I look up at him and I scream bloody fucking murder. And I'm like, ah! And like push him away. And he's like, oh my God, what? Oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, are you, is that? And he's like, it's me, it's Anthony, it's me.
Well, thank God.
I thought he had a mask on. I look up at him in the pitch black and there's light. Like glimmering, like reflecting
like
off his face.
It's like your
yeah,
nails.
It's like my fucking glow in the dark ass nails. There's light reflecting from his face, and I'm like, there's actually the reason that I couldn't hear anything is because it's not Anthony. There's an intruder in the bed, and he's wearing a Jason mask, is what I thought, because this big ass nose strip was on, and it was like plastic looking, and like the moonlight reflected off of it, and I was like, this man's wearing a plastic mask. Oh my God. And then he was like, it's a nose strip. And I was like, it's really working, babe. And he's like, okay. And I was like, well, let's go to bed now. And like, that was it. But like, I literally was so scared of it because I didn't know he bought them. So it was like, I was like, certainly I'm going to have to make that purchase. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Oh my God, dude.
Wow.
So like, if anyone tells you that life isn't exciting when you're married, just tell them that story.
Wow.
Try nose strips. So you're liven everything up.
Man, you're going through that.
Here's what
my mom
didn't,
like, when I got 3 stitches on my arm, my mom didn't need to fly home. And I mean, 3 stitches is not that big of a deal.
How old are you?
20.
And I was there.
I'm just saying 3 stitches
oh
is at the end of the world.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes,
oh my
that God. Was a crazy day. I cut myself at work and I texted, well, first.
Oh my God.
I literally didn't even like, sometimes you like hurt yourself and I guess it hurts so much that your body doesn't actually like feel
no,
it.
No, yeah, totally.
And so I was like downstairs breaking down boxes and then I like saw blood kind of start dripping and I was like, whoa. That's crazy. And then I looked at my arm and I was bleeding. And so I went up to the bathroom and I worked with all of these like 40-year-old men that I didn't want to ever be embarrassed.
Yeah,
but I was always embarrassed mm-hmm. around them. And I've known them all since I was like 6. And so I rush upstairs like holding my arm hoping that it will like
screaming.
Stop the bleeding. No, I'm making not a noise, but like in a way where it draws more attention to me than if I like just
no,
told
I'm fine.
Them.
I'm fine. Oh, watch out. Sorry, I spilled. What did I spill? No, it's not cranberry juice. Okay, it's blood, but I don't want to make a big deal. No, it's just, it is from my wrist, but no. I was using a box cutter. No, but I'm serious. I am fine.
I go to the bathroom and I'm like sure that like I can just fix this with a Band-Aid. And I'm like getting
she passes off.
I'm getting paper towels and just like holding it, hoping that the bleeding stops, but it's not, and it's not going to. And so I like walk over to one of my bosses and I'm like, do you guys have any Band-Aids? And like I said, I'm working with like 3 40-year-old men, and this man looks at me and says, no, but I have duct tape.
Oh my God.
And then I like show them and they're like, okay, you probably need to like go get stitches.
So Phoebe calls me and she's like, hey, I cut my hand.
I don't think I said hand. I wouldn't have said hand.
You didn't say wrist.
I know. I think I just said I cut myself.
I don't even know what she said, but it was not like, and I was like, okay, like
Caroline was like at teaching.
I was, yeah, that's I why had I was like a I class can't. Coming to my house in like 20 minutes.
I was like, I can't call her. And like they were like, well, you can't drive.
Yeah. And then she calls me. I'm like, okay, so, okay. And she's like, so I think I need to go to the hospital. And I was like, or no, she said the doctor, MedExpress. And I was like, okay, do you have the car? And she's like, yeah.
okay, can you drive yourself? She's like, I don't think so. I don't think I should. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong? Well, I don't know. So then I cancel the class and go up there, and she's literally got like a deep ass cut in the middle of her wrist. And I'm like, oh, this looks good. And we go to the hospital.
I also walked up to the nurse, and she, Caroline couldn't wait inside with me either because it was COVID. It's
her, yeah.
And I walk up to her, and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, well,
I what's right?
And I like, I just feel like if you tell someone like where you cut yourself and it's where I cut myself,
they're concerned. Like, that's why she didn't tell me it was her wrist, because I would have been like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, a deep cut in your wrist is like
not good.
It's like startling to hear.
Yeah. Not to this nurse though. She said, okay. Anyway, so that's that story. That's my stitches story. I did have the best nurse in the world.
Yeah, we had fun actually.
She was so fun because she could tell that I heard that I had to get a tetanus shot, and I was like,
what? Oh my God, she's being a baby.
Okay.
And then we took a pic and like drew on it. Oh, we drew on it because I was like, oh my God, send a pic of Phoebe doing like the devil horns. Looks like devil horns.
So Dad thought it was badass.
So then I like drew devil horns on it. I took a picture of her cut and I drew devil horns on my phone, and then I sent it to Dad, and he was like, I literally went through rock and roll hand symbol. He just wanted you to do this, and I literally drew
and the thing is on that, it. The thing is that I did do that a in the devil. Picture, but I also did that in the picture. I knew what Dad meant, and Caroline's sitting in the corner of the room doing that.
Okay, but how cute am I for doing that? I was like, he wants to have horns, I'll do it.
Anyway, then, well, here's something I wanted to just say, and this would have been my nightmare bone rotation this week, but I realized I didn't have that stay in the car. Today, I visited southwest.com.
This is brave that you're talking about this right now.
And I spent a good amount of money.
What are you doing?
I just think, I said to Caroline, I don't understand why plane tickets cost this much. You're going there anyway.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What?
You made me swear to secrecy about the plane tickets.
Well, maybe I'll cut this out and then put it in the bloopers, and I'll be like, Mom, we bought them in September.
Okay, okay.
It is September. We bought them in August. Anyway, I just feel like, why can't planes be treated like public transportation?
Yeah, but, oh God, I just hate planes.
Like, especially when you go on another airline, like, Southwest is relatively cheap. Plane tickets for, like, Delta can be thousands of dollars.
Like, who cares, you know? But I'm not going to go on Spirit.
No.
Stop asking.
I haven't.
Guys, I was looking, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to... I was looking at flights to Austin the other day, and Spirit had like the most reasonable one. I was like,
but reasonable at what cost?
Yeah. Well, at this time it was much higher than before, but you know, and I'm like, okay, is it worth risking my life for a certain price? Yes. But then we get to a little bit of a higher price, and then it's like, oh, 27 hours of travel time. To get from Austin to Pittsburgh, that seems a bit insane to me when Southwest can get me there in 2 hours. What?
Yeah.
27 overnight layover? And then you want me to pay that? You're crazy. I'll pay $50 max for exactly. That. Oh, my God.
I'd rather take a Greyhound bus.
Oh, I would rather walk, bitch. I'd rather walk, bitch.
If we start now.
Oh, my God. Except for my frame couldn't handle it.
We could hitchhike. Ooh,
just blow away. Okay. Redacted.
They're landlocked. I don't think they even have access to an ocean.
Beats me.
I know. Look.
What about Normandy?
Yeah, but those were like, it's not like an ocean.
But that is like a beach. It's a body of water.
Normandy is also England or France. Germany famously was taking over everything.
They stormed Normandy.
No.
Who did?
The British. That's what I think Dunkirk is about.
So there's interesting. Anyway, you got to take all that out, because then they're going to know what country I'm talking about.
But I might take out the initial part, and this is going to be a blooper.
I keep thinking you're going to go, I got chills, like Mom the other day. They're multiplying. What is she? She's saying it wrong, like in a way that was unexpected.
I don't know, but our mom loves Greece. She said that she cried on the way home because she just wanted to live in that world.
It makes, that's exactly how I felt about 10 Things I Hate About You when I first watched it. I was like, when it was over and they pan out,
and that is precious. But the idea but of yeah, our that's mom, how mom thought about
it. I know.
As a little girl watching but like Grease.
We all have that movie. What was it for you? Pretty Little Liars.
No, I don't know if I can think of maybe La La Land.
It's like such a not happy ending though. You want to go live there?
No. But I just love the world that he created in that movie. The First Number, I love.
And I do just want to quickly say, The First Number in reality, hell on earth. Okay.
Okay. Stop with this.
Imagine you hate traffic, right?
Hey, like Grease is also a nightmare for some people.
Ow. Either a high school? Like what?
I think you need to be a trillionaire. I think everybody needs to be a trillionaire to get there at 28. I'm saying there are things that, like, you're going to, like, live your life and you'll slowly start accumulating more and more things that will get you there. Julie wasn't born the perfect host that she is.
Oh, so you're thinking of Julie.
Yeah.
And you want to be like, Julie, you want to get your first place?
I'm not saying when I get my first place. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Why are you yelling?
How did this turn into this?
Turn into what?
A fight.
You think it's a fight. You're fighting. I don't know why you turned this into a fight.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, back to what I was saying about quitting the podcast. Just kidding. All right, continue.
Next is EJ Marcus. I'm
spend the rest of my life like taking out loans to try to make my house a home for Phoebe so that she feels comfortable here.
I didn't ask for that.
In so many words, you did.
No.
Is it because one of my bathrooms isn't working?
That's not your fault.
I know. Okay, go.
I said EJ Marcus.
I didn't hear you. Keep talking. Why do you keep... You're like, I said this. Well, you have to say a little bit of other stuff, too.
Imagine y'all in bunk beds, like... saying goodnight to each other.
Well, sometimes I perform first. I had a light on my bed that I would turn face out and I would go down my ladder and jump down and perform for Chloe. She was in bed. And then it was my spotlight.
You had the top bunk?
Of course. It was my spotlight. The best is I'd be like on the phone with boys, like whispering to like my high school boyfriends that I'd be on the phone and like whispering. And I told you about the Lana Del Rey thing, right? And Chloe was like, I can fucking hear you. I was like, Chloe's asleep. I can't be any louder. She's like, no, Chloe's awake and Chloe can hear you. I was like, and then I'd be like, quiet. She's like, I know you're awake.
Wait, that's it, Caroline. Caroline plays dead in her bed when she says that.
Literally.
Oh my God.
She's like, I can hear the other person yelling, like asking if you're still there.
She can hear the voice of the phone.
On the phone.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Chloe, be honest. Did you like the performances? Or
of course she did. Are you kidding? She literally loves seeing me perform. She wouldn't miss it. She would not miss it. If she knew what was happening, she would not miss it. Anywho, I don't know how we got on the topic of Chloe, but love you, babe.
Thing, why do boys write that way?
I don't know.
We all learned at the same time, the same way. It's not that hard, I don't think.
That's because boys' hands are made for catching balls. And girls' hands are made for writing love letters. Writing little love letters and decorating cookies. Girls' little hands are made for keeping secrets. And breaking fortune cookies. And boys' little hands are meant for catching the pigskin and putting their hands in a glove so they can catch a ball. It's all about balls. Anyway.
Jenny Slate?
Sorry, I just went somewhere else. Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
She just went to the Hermes store.
I was just there and...
She didn't get the bag. Been gone for a week and like my aunt said like you don't need to get a job right now, so I'm like, okay, I was high.
Like, okay, then the jig is up. Everybody, I did it. I took an edible once
legally in a legal state.
Oh,
it was legal.
It's okay. Look, everyone has probably tried it, and if you haven't, you shouldn't,
because it's illegal.
Probably illegal.
Innocent.
And it's innocent that they don't call it the devil's lettuce for nothing.
Look, if any of the stories I've told you have not made you never want to touch the stuff, then there you go. Remember? I talked about that, right?
Which one?
Getting caught. And mom and dad's punishment for me. Times.
Oh, yeah, the ribbons.
Yeah, and then also, like, the going and buying, like, drug tests at different... So, anyway, that's what I'm saying. Like, just look, it could happen to you. It could freaking happen to you.
Do you think I was joking?
Okay, so dad didn't get rid of the bird, by the way.
Hmm?
Dad didn't get rid of the bird, by the way.
Oh, wow. He's got a bud.
Dad's back home, and I was working there yesterday, and I went on the deck to see dad, and I saw the bird is still there, and he's like, she's got babies. I was like, wow.
Okay, heart. Okay, heart.
I was like, okay, mom was like, I don't give a fuck. You knock it down. Yeah, he's like, no, I'm going to let her do her thing. And then he started calling him. And I was like, okay, so he just said she has babies. No, he's good.
Like, dad's being progressive. Maybe they had a talk.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, why assume pronouns? But anyway.
Dad's just up there with the bros. Sit and snoop.
Wait, so, okay. Sorry, he is with the bros. And Snoop's rotten fucking tooth. So, Emily, this is Wait, why did we all have to learn how to swing dance?
Yeah, why did we have an actual canteen?
Do you remember that? Did anybody else do that? When we were in middle school, in sixth grade, we read some book. Couldn't tell you what it was. But it was all about, like, the Dust Bowl.
In the
right?
World War II.
Uh-huh. And so then they had, which those two things could be 100 years apart. I have no idea. Then the canteen, it was like a dance with like the soldiers and stuff. And then they wanted us all to like dress up. And we were in gym class fucking learning how to swing dance for like weeks preparing for this canteen.
I actually miss the canteen.
Don't.
Fun fact.
If I want to dance with a boy against my will, I'll have my parents sign me up for cotillion. I'm not going to go to school and do it. That is creepy. I don't need to go underneath a boy's legs. I just don't need to do that. Why are we doing gymnastics? Like, we don't need to do tricks. It's not Dancing with the Stars, okay?
Luckily for me.
We can just, watch the videos like most kids do in elementary school. You didn't go to the canteen?
Mom made me miss it. I think we were coming down here. I don't remember for what.
Wow. Well, I was sure there. And I probably was, like, really excited.
That was your
excited.
Senior year of college.
No, it was sixth grade.
No. My canteen.
Oh. Like, believe me, it was not my senior year. I was not swing dancing in gym class my senior year.
No. It was, yeah. So maybe we were coming down, like, when we did the project here. Because it might have been in January.
Maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, so Aria.
Oh, yeah, that was in January of my senior year of college.
Yeah. No, of your senior year of...
I mean, high school. What are we doing
Aria
right now?
Has decided.
Yeah. They're always like, can I borrow some? Oh, never mind.
I'm like,
sorry. Yeah, thank you for realizing because it
if
sucks
you need,
having
like,
to say
some,
it.
Like arm warmers, maybe.
Arm warmers?
Like, what are those called? Sweatbands for your arms.
Oh, right. Because we have plenty of those. They're one size fits all.
Our shirts.
What?
Our shirts would be just about big enough to fit someone's arms.
Oh. Okay, you keep making us smaller and smaller. Like, you keep making us like we're fictional now. We're like fictional little like nymphs flying around. And I just do want to say, like, we're not that. We're just like incredibly tall and incredibly thin, skinny. We're just 6 feet tall. And we're triple extra smalls for me, extra, extra small for me. The Tinkerbell stuff's a joke. That's an exaggeration.
Anyway, last night she sent me two pro-con lists with no names on them and said, which one do you think is better? But let me tell you some of the cons.
Wait, actually, incredible strategy.
Wait, should I have the fans decide? I might take this off. No,
Ask her. She'll probably say it's fine.
Two, okay. Man number one. Pros. He's got a good heart.
Oh.
He's getting better at it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He invited me over to listen to me and helped me feel better about my bad day at work.
Okay.
That seems like a singular incident, and it's making its way onto a pro-con list.
Well, maybe she doesn't have that many bad days at work to talk about.
That's a really optimistic way to look at it.
Well,
he's extremely handsome and always has been.
Okay, is this somebody that we've known for a long time?
I'm wondering. Blue eyes.
Okay.
Country club membership.
I should be able to identify him based on this list.
Country club membership. And then last pro is religious. That's important for you to remember as we go through the cons.
Yay.
Con number one. I don't like his sister. He works 24/7. He has daddy issues, question mark.
Okay.
He hasn't taken me on a real date. Broke my heart in January when he told me he didn't want anything serious. Not looking for anything serious.
Okay.
And then the last con is religious.
Okay. Huh.
All right, so that's man number one.
Okay, got it.
Man number two. These are his pros. Mm-hmm. Seems really interested in me.
Great.
Loaded. Handsome.
Even better. Wow.
Golfer. He calls me and is genuinely asking how I am. He's making an effort. Has a yacht.
But I would put that higher on the list.
Taller than me. Has a trust fund.
Okay. The other guy's a short king.
I guess so. A different country club's membership.
Okay, the cons have to be really bad for me not to choose this guy.
These are his cons.
Has killed an entire family.
Friends with a guy who sticks my friend. Loaded.
Sticks?
Yeah. Like,
does that mean like has sex with?
Yeah.
Maddie has got to stop talking like this. I need to teach a lesson to all these girls in the world. Maybe I'll just make a video about how to speak about anything. Just when people can hear you. And the words that we don't have to use.
Right, right.
I would rather hear you say he fucks my friend than sticks her.
I agree. If you remember,
love you, Maddie.
This was a pro, but it's also a con, apparently loaded. Another con
Does he Ezra Fitz? Why is that a con?
Another con is his chin. Specifically. The next one is likes benzos, question mark.
Okay, big con.
The next one's also a big con. Gambling problem, question mark.
Oh my God. Classic.
Another one is doesn't work.
Okay.
Fisherman, question mark. Brown eyes, exclamation point.
Okay. This is tough.
Yeah.
You know, here's the deal. You can't mess with benzos. You can't mess with drugs. And if she thinks he might have a benzo problem, my guess is he has a big benzo problem. And no amount of money is going to buy you happiness in a situation like that. He's either going to bring you down with him or make your life fucking miserable. The other guy maybe is a short king, but because you didn't say he was taller than you, and you did say that about the other guy. So it's but maybe we don't care about that because he genuinely asks how you're doing. He does need to take you on a real date, but is the reason that he hasn't because he works 24/7? Is he seeing you whenever he can? And how long have you guys been actually seeing each other? Is that why he told you he wasn't looking for anything serious? Because he genuinely did not have the time for it. Mm. But now maybe he does. Or if you're willing to go into it knowing what you can expect from him, then he might be a really great guy. You just have to know in your heart it's not going anywhere.
Right.
And honestly, neither is the other guy. So.
Slay.
I vote for number one. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, man. God. Number two, really had me going for a second. But
yeah, the cons really.
The way I just completely shriveled up when I heard benzo problem. Right. Yeah.
Down
to drugs, kids.
Hannah and Spencer. That is the
You know what actually hurts my head so much, so much, is that something that actually I heard on a podcast, and I don't remember which one, but it was somebody that we both like, whatever it was, because I only listened to Lost Culch and Seek Treatment Today. The fact that there is more of the ocean that we have no idea about than there is that we know about.
For sure. What do you want to hear?
How is that possible?
This
is
how this like space scientist, astronaut, I guess you might call it, explained it to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's the smartest man on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to explain this to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like if you took a 12-ounce glass? Because he was asking about aliens. Fly. He was like, do you think aliens are real? And she was
of
like,
course.
Think about taking a 12-ounce glass and putting it into the ocean and like sampling that much seawater. Do you think there's a fish in there? And he was like, well, probably not if it's just that much. And she was like, that is how much of space we've explored. But just because you put the cup in the ocean and there are no fish in it doesn't mean that there are no fish in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And then you think about the fact that we've explored more of space.
Than we have the ocean. That's also crazy because I feel like.
It makes me ill.
I feel like we could be doing a lot more with space.
I'm not saying I want us to.
I'm not saying that anyone's not doing their job.
I'm just thinking there's something there.
But I think that there's definitely more work to be done. And we could just get a little move on, maybe.
I just don't know how, like...
Some of us are wondering.
Yeah, some of us are scratching our heads.
Hey, NASA, some of us are kind of curious. What's up there?
NASA's like, hey, us too.
We like get a formal response from NASA. We're like, oh my God, NASA listens to Neil Armstrong listens to our podcast.
And we're circling back.
Remember when you thought that only one person had ever been to the moon?
No, that is not
true. I love a callback. You did think that. No, you wholeheartedly believed it.
No.
What did you get mom for her birthday? Where is that apology? I can't. So you know she sent it to Ariana Grande, and Ari's like, sorry, I don't actually get service in Oz.
Oh my God. Well, Bowen on his podcast was like, if I see one more of you guys send a freaking drone out to Oz. There are no drones in Oz.
That is true. There are no drones in Oz. Okay. So the only things that are flying through the air are broomsticks. And monkeys and houses occasionally. Anyway.
God forbid.
I know everything about Oz. Okay. Wait, did you see the video I put on our close friend's story of Anthony's rendition of All Too Well?
Yes.
Oh my God. There was way more before I started recording. That was really funny. But, well, I have to mention, I got to hang out with one of our honorary Connell sisters over the weekend. I went to go see a show, and Zoya, hey girl, she was there, and then we went out for some food afterwards, and it was super, super fun. But she texted me, or she messaged in response to the Anthony video, and she was like, me and AJ last night, AJ's her boyfriend, it's a screenshot of their text, and AJ sent... all caps, and the department store, and then Zoya wrote back that she works at a lot. I love that part. In the department store that she works at a lot. Anyway, okay, anyway, back to whatever you were saying.
If you guys couldn't have guessed it was for an extra, extra small underwear company.
Yeah,
they specialize in... extra, extra petite bodies.
Yeah, so that's why they need
not just petite.
That.
I know that you guys are familiar with petite,
extra,
but like we're extra, extra petite. It's really hard to shop.
It's really hard to shop, so that's what it was for. And I was like, I just want to show off. So I'm not going to take that photo, but thank you so much.
It was partially true because I felt bad for not going, and I told mom to just say.
Oh, so you were lying.
Well, no, I didn't tell mom to say that. Mom said.
You said it.
No, but
to me.
And this was after mom told me what she said because mom was like sitting on the couch texting, and she was like, I just told Caroline you were plastered. And I was like, why? Why'd you say that? I just wanted to tell you that I was falling asleep because I was. I fell asleep in the car.
Because you were drunk.
Yeah, but I wasn't like. Wasted. I was just drunk.
Okay.
But it is true. These fucking annoying guys. So this party that
so
we were
annoying.
At.
They just got me TV, like drinking another Guinness. I was like, oh my God, guys. Really? Okay. You've never seen a girl who can drink Guinness like me before?
I'm not surprised. I honestly haven't made many friends since I started drinking Guinness because no one can handle it. Like you guys, like you guys, my new friends. Thank you. Oh my God. Wait, hang on. Let me get on my tool. This is a good pour. Good job. Good job. You know, I would send it back. I would send it back. Just kidding. You're so funny. Is that kind of what it was like?
No.
Okay.
It's just, they like this. Okay. The party we were at, the dad there has like, he's created this bar and he has a Guinness draft all the time. And all the dads are obsessed with it. And I was sitting there and dad got me one and that was fine. And then these boys came in who like lived in the neighborhood, I guess, and had just studied in Dublin. And all of the dads were giving them such a hard time. But they were like, no, we're going to show you. We know how to pour it perfectly. You have to, they were like timing themselves to like make sure they were letting it sit long enough. It was so annoying. But anytime I finished, I was sitting next to Mr. McKenna. Anytime my beer was empty, he just took it and moved it over into the line of empty glasses that they were just filling because they were just practicing their pours.
Ugh.
Yeah. So that's how that happened.
So you got drunk.
But I wasn't as drunk as mom told you I was. And then I acted to be.
Wow. You guys are so deceptive and liars.
So deceptive and liars.
That is so lying that you did. And you didn't come have time with us because of that.
You're right.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Priorities. Anyway, we had a great time. Thanks for asking. Without you, we had a great time. Thanks for asking.
I heard Tess is like Kelly vibes of like she just walked in.
Yeah, it was so funny. I thought that she was coming with the girls. And then like there's a knock at the door and I was like, why didn't they just like walk in? And then it's Tess. I was like, oh, hey. And I thought Lily and Emmeline were just like parking. And then I was like, oh, she like walks in, sits down with the dogs, and she goes in there, starts making bracelets with Kelly. And then I'm like, are the girls like parking? She's like, oh no, I misread the text. I don't know where they are. I was like, well, I love that you felt comfortable enough to just come here. That is pretty cute. And we had a bonfire and it was so fun.
Because that is so, Kelly, there would be times like, honestly, when Caroline lived in New York and was not even here,
where Kelly was just hanging like, out with my family.
Kelly
a
would
lot.
Just like come over, just yeah. let herself in. Mm-hmm. Play with the dogs. Yep. Love it.
Truly.
Wait a second. I have something that I wanted to talk about last week, and you just brushed right freaking over it.
How would Aria describe the color of her eyes?
Yeah.
But did I write
no,
that
No, I wrote
week?
It because...
Okay. Here's how I think she'd describe them.
Go for it.
Have you ever looked in a mysterious whirlpool that you stumbled across in a foreign wood? You've never been there before, and you walk up to it. You hear the trinkle. I know you've never heard that word before. That's the sound this whirlpool makes. There's a little trinkle coming from it, and there are all these little frogs and mermaids swimming around. And you look in the water, and it's this perfect, dusty blue cerulean. What color are her eyes?
And they're like hazel.
Dusty green, almost brown, because there's mud at the bottom, and that's what we love about it. We love that it's muddy because that means it's untouched. You know, no one's in here trying to cover up the ground with sand. It's just mud, and it's beautiful because of that. And then also, you just do a little bit of a speck of fairy dust, and that's because you just look in my eyes and you always believe in us. I wanted that to be better, but I didn't have any time to prepare. Oh my God, dude, I went to a solid core class and we walk in and Kelly is like, the girl's like, so have you guys ever taken solid core? And we were like, no. And Kelly goes, but I heard it's like Pilates on crack. And I like laughed and the girl's like, yep. I was like, ew. And then she was like, oh, and by the way, no shoes, no socks. I was like, hang on.
Awesome.
Thank God I have a fresh pedicure because if I didn't, I'd be running for the hills. Like, you need to let people know that. I also famously hate feet. Like, oh my God. But then I went in and they like taught me how to use the thing, like machine. It's like, but the one good thing is it's so hard. It was like unbelievably hard. Like, I was like dying. But no part of my body like hurt, like in a bad way. Like, when I do Pure Bar or something, like my back really hurts. And I think it's just because, like, I've, like, kind of beat my body up, like, from dance and stuff. And I've, like, hurt my foot and my knee and my back.
And this, like, I felt no pain at all. Like, it really was nice. So I'm going to go back tomorrow. But it was so hard. I didn't think I'd be able to move for the show. And after the class was over, the girl next to me goes, "Don't be discouraged. That was a really hard class." I was like, "You can go fuck yourself."
That?
Don't be discouraged. And I actually, though, took it in a nice way.
That is kind of sweet that she was like, don't think that this is how it is every time.
Yeah, because she was really good at it. Like, so I kind of was like expecting her to be like this fucking girl next to me. I mean, Kelly and I were both like, Kelly was better than me because she does Pilates, but like, and it's kind of similar, but I was like, what is going on? And she like added new moves, I guess, that like some of the people hadn't done. And like, they required like intense balance. Like, there's like what they call the carriage. It's like a sliding like thing, right? Like platform. And then there's like a stationary platform. And it was like, you have your left foot on the stationary platform and your right foot on the platform that slides back and forth. And you need to put all of your weight in your right foot. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna go flying, tumbling. And you need to move it forward and back with just your one foot. In a dark room. No way. No way, no way. I was like, I'm scared, actually. Like, literally scared. And so then the girl said that. But I thought it was nice. I was like, wow, like kind of like an accepting environment. Mm-hmm. But it was so hard. Anyway, I really just want to talk about the no shoes, no socks and the don't be discouraged. It was evil incarnate. Okay.